This is a CHOI News Report. Nanaimo City Council is looking at restricting a property tax exemption designed to encourage new multi-unit residential buildings in the Old City and downtown. The Downtown Revitalization Tax Exemption applies to new multi-family residential and commercial buildings, as well as renovations within the revitalization area spanning from the waterfront to Pine Street and the Millstone River. The exemption provides a 10-year tax break on the municipal portion of property taxes within the revitalization area. Currently, a new building must have a building permit value of at least $500,000, and multifamily residential buildings must have four or more units to qualify for the exemption. Six buildings with a total of 709 units, mostly market rentals, have benefited from the tax break since 2018. At the Governance and Priorities Committee meeting on Monday, Council voted to limit the tax break to developments with a minimum of 10 units and a building permit value of at least $2 million. The length of the tax exemption was also reduced to 5 years, down from the current exemption of 10. Council also voted to limit the number of extension requests to 2 and give staff the authority to approve applications for the tax exemption. Of the 6 projects that got the tax break, only one project for a 2-story, 8-unit rental apartment building would not have qualified under the proposed changes. Shea Stoney is a mortgage broker who was involved with developing the apartments on Kennedy Street that would not qualify under the proposed changes.
It would discourage smaller developers. This was our first try at something small. We only had the capacity to do something smaller, and the tax exemption was a significant factor in not only the ongoing cost, but it also provides a higher market value for the product when it's finished. So you double or triple the taxes, and that's going to reduce the value of the property to a potential investor. So yeah, it could swing, some smaller developers, discourage them, or make the project look less attractive to the point where maybe they just don't bother trying it.
Shea's business partner, Rob Allegrini, says that while the tax exemption was helpful, the bigger issue is a complex and time-consuming approval process.
What we went through to get this developed in Nanaimo, I don't foresee us ever developing in Nanaimo again. There's just too many hurdles. Simple things like design panel council, where we had to make numerous changes to our project, which ended up costing us not a significant amount, but definitely an amount, and it delayed us for about 4 months. And then we had to get back to it again, and then they had to look at it again. So little things like that. I'm building something in the Fraser Valley, and I haven't experienced anything like that right now. And it's much, much easier, simpler, more streamlined process.
Councillor Hillary Eastmere says that she favors starting the tax exemption at 8 units to help encourage development of smaller residential buildings like the one in Kennedy.
We've seen some development proposals come forward where it's too dense on the piece of property, and you're losing things like developers aren't including long-term bike storage and things that really make for a good long-term development that actually really serves the needs of the people who live there. So I think limiting it to 10 plus, I think we may be missing out on the opportunity to have some really good human scale developments.
According to city staff, many developers who specialize in fourplexes have approached the city recently. This comes as a provincial law that will upzone all single-family lots in the city to allow a fourplex without zoning amendments is working its way through the legislature. Mayor Leonard Krogh also supported increasing the minimum units to 10.
Given the province is likely to allow fourplexes anyway on a single-family lot, it would be kind of silly to vote in favor of that being the minimum. That's going to happen as a matter of right. So if you're going to do it, go big or go home, so 10.
After the motion to increase the minimum number of units to 10 passed, with only Councillor Ian Thorpe voting in opposition, Councillor Ben Gesterbrook said that increasing the exemption to $2 million made sense.
Well, I mean, if we're going to limit it to 10 plus units, we might as well just put it to $4 million, because $2 million will get you, a unit and an outhouse.
That motion passed with Thorpe and Councillor Janice Perino opposed. Krogh was the lone vote against reducing the amount of time for the tax exemption to 5 years. City staff will incorporate the feedback from the committee, consult with developers, and bring amendments to the bylaw and policy to a future council meeting. For CHOI News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the community radio fund of Canada, and listeners like you.